I'm Nathan Cones here with your Week in Review for Sunday, January 17th, 2021. At number 10 on our listeners' list of top stories, no one was injured in a Saturday morning Carroll apartment fire, but the kitchen was destroyed. The tenant will not be able to live in that apartment until repairs have been made. At number 9, no injuries were reported in an accident near Arcadia on Monday. Whenever it comes to motor vehicle accidents, I encourage you to check out 1380kcim.com for all of the details on each of those. Moving on to number 8, the Carroll supervisors have approved an extension of their mask mandate after a lengthy debate and a couple of failed motions. Again, after a lengthy debate, mask mandate has been extended to February 15th. It is worth noting that the mandate is non-enforceable. At number 7, a Denison woman arrested in Storm Lake on an outstanding warrant out of Pottawatomie County now also faces a felony drug charge for possession of controlled substances. That individual was 36-year-old Nikki Segebart. She was taken into custody by Storm Lake authorities. At number 6, a 14-year-old female has been charged after she stole a Coon Rapids police vehicle and led authorities on a high-speed chase. No injuries were reported, but that chase didn't come to an end until stop sticks were used. The juvenile has already been charged with felony theft, and additional charges are pending. At number 5, the Carroll Police Department was called to 4 accidents last weekend. As I said earlier, whenever it comes to motor vehicle accidents, visit carrollbroadcasting.com for the details on those. At number 4, a Des Moines man was arrested in Carroll on Saturday after he recorded more than 3.5 times the legal limit. That individual was David Nathaniel, again, of Des Moines. His BAC at the time of his arrest, .290. At number 3, the Carroll County Sheriff was urging residents to take the blizzard warning seriously prior to Thursday night's and early Friday morning's wintry weather. That warning appears to have been heeded, as we are unaware of a significant number of motor vehicle accidents as a result. Of course, reports may be coming in early next week, but again, as of right now, not a whole lot of information in terms of a lot of motor vehicle accidents. As for number 2, 3 were caught in the act of cutting off catalytic converters from an automotive lot over in Jefferson. Those 3 individuals have been charged in connection to those thefts. And then finally, our top story, a Manning man was arrested last week in connection to a tractor stolen from Charter Oak in December. That individual, 36-year-old Tyler Leitz, does face felony theft charges. He was released after posting bond. If found guilty of the theft, he does face up to 10 years in prison. And that does wrap up your Week in Review. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.